everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Saturday, June 8th, is time for the annual Cut Quarter Horse Sale, Woodward, Oklahoma, home of the Gold Seekers. There will be 55 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, and all started riding. There will be 70 geldings, and also in the offering are Stallion Prospects by Metallic Cat, One Time Pepto, Little Cat Olena, Sandman, High Drive Cat, Cat's Murata, Smart Boons, and Spots Hot. They will also have some Futurity Prospects by Pepto Boonsball, One Time Pepto, Sandman, and He's Right On. If it's a mare you're looking for, there are Daughters of Pepto Boonsball, Streak of Fling, Patty's Irish Whiskey, Duel Ray, One Time Pepto, and Rhinestone Bartender. There will be several Rope Horse Prospects, many of which are eligible for the Pitzer Ranch Horse Invitational. Come enjoy the weekend and also take in the PRCA Woodward Elks Rodeo. The catalog of horses can be viewed on their Facebook page at Cut Quarter Horses LLC. For more information, call Renee at 580-256-6666 or 580-515-3133.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Moderate to strong buyer support developing at the beginning of the month was unable to withstand underlying market pressure through all livestock markets. Prices moving mostly lower today with moderate to strong losses seen in cattle and hog trade. Continued uncertainty surrounding export demand and trade talks with China and Mexico adding some concern to the entire livestock market. July corn futures about 4 cents lower, the Dow Jones 57 points lower, NASDAQ down 105 points. Over in live cattle today, futures quickly and aggressively pulling back from early gains, with June futures leading the complex lower, even though markets remain lightly traded. The expectation that buyer support would redevelop during early June seemed to have made some trade watchers hopeful, but as markets continue to slide lower, there is still concern that the additional widespread liquidation will develop through the next couple of weeks. Cash cattle markets today following the typical Monday routine of show list distribution and inventory taking. This has limited market activity throughout the complex. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were lower, down 53 cents in select and down 4 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 55 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, mixed trade was seen with strong triple-digit gains flooding into the market early in the session. But the inability for traders to find underlying buyer support quickly changed the tone of the market. Summer and fall contracts remain slightly higher, with light to moderate losses developing in other contract months based on increased concern for further liquidation and increased feed prices. And in grains today, corn trade was flat, with trade around 3 lower and 3 higher overnight up through midday. Soybean trade 1 to 2 cents higher today with choppy midday trade as markets still work to defend acres. Meal was $2 higher and oil 30 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 10 to 13 cents higher, with trade finding support from wet weather on the plains, hurting crop quality, and warmer weather in the Black Sea, testing the growing crop there. KC continues to narrow the discount to Chicago down to 26 cents from 51 cents a couple of weeks ago. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.